Today we hear from our dear friend, Baroness Joanna Shields. Joanna Shields is a tech industry veteran with a successful track record building some of the world's best-known companies. Prior to joining Benevolent AI as Chief Executive Officer, Joanna served as the UK's First Minister for Internet Safety and Security, reporting to the Secretary of State. Joanna was also formerly the Chair and CEO of Tech City UK. During this session, Joanna will be discussing how human intelligence, partnered with technology, promises to accelerate new discoveries, new treatments, and hope for patients.
As the pandemic raged through our communities and lockdowns were enforced, the entire global community came to a standstill. What followed has been profound in terms of the economic shock, which is still reverberating, but also in how that shock exposed deep inequalities in our society, and especially for women. As we witness the daily news recount the number of souls who had lost their lives to COVID-19, we were forced to recognize deep inequalities in our society. We learned that the chance of catching this virus was much higher for the everyday heroes whose jobs require interaction with the public or taking care of others in a hospital or care home. We are forever grateful for their bravery, kindness, and their compassion. We also learned that our ability to fight this disease is often correlated to the economic circumstances of the patient and whether they've had access to quality healthcare or take medicines to treat comorbidities, which are common among ethnic and disadvantaged groups. This pandemic has laid bare inequalities in our society that we can no longer ignore. And on top of all those challenges, we've had a massive global reckoning about deeply rooted injustice and in policing against Black and ethnic minorities. I pray that we will finally now see the roots of change take hold and we can genuinely unify and bring communities together. Over the past few decades, women have been making slow but steady financial and career gains, and we've made progress in achieving more balance with our partners in terms of childcare and home responsibilities. But University of Sussex researchers found that during the lockdown, 72% of mothers described themselves as the default parent, and 70% as being either completely or mostly responsible for homeschooling. Shouldering home burdens disproportionately is not fair to women, and we can't let this pandemic set us back. These stats reflect the circumstances of women in the UK, but this phenomenon is affecting women all over the world. Women are being disproportionately hurt by the economic fallout of coronavirus. Data from the Fuller Project takes note that the overwhelming majority of unemployment applicants in the US in mid to late March were women. And the UN recently warned that limited gains that have been made in past decades towards gender equality are at risk of being rolled back. We have a long recovery ahead of us, and we must be vigilant against the reflux of society to return to its deep grooves of inequality. We can't afford to lose the hard-fought progress we've achieved over decades. Now more than ever, we need to act to support equality for women, and I, for one, will be doing my part post-pandemic to ensure that not just our society and economy recover, but that women and families recover and prosper as well. Given our recent collective experience, we have never been more aware of the fragility of human life, which brings me to the topic of health and technology. I think it is appropriate in times like these to be audacious and to ask why, with all the advances in technology, are so many people still suffering from disease? Surely the right to live healthy is a basic human right. Given our recent collective experience, we have never been more aware of the fragility of human life. So why can't we build a world where no disease goes untreated? Well, I believe that we can, but that world will not naturally emerge. We must actively create it. Today, thousands of diseases have no treatment, and yet we spend tens of billions each year supporting a broken system that leaves millions of patients without a cure. This has to change. Patients deserve better. To start, we need to leverage breakthrough technologies and make best use of the world's vast and ever-expanding universe of biomedical information for the benefit of all. At Benevolent AI, our team is mission-driven to preserve human life. I'm immensely proud of the work that they do, but the technology we build is just the spark. By augmenting human intelligence, our AI and machine learning tools empower scientists to discover life-changing medicines. And when faced with this escalating global pandemic, we turned our AI drug discovery platform toward identifying existing drugs that could be used to treat COVID-19 until a vaccine is developed. And although many scientists and technology leaders, including Bill Gates in his now infamous TED Talk in 2015, had warned the likelihood of a highly infectious airborne virus potentially leaping species to infect humans on a mass scale, it seems that nearly every country in the world was caught off guard. As a result, a global lockdown of nearly 40% of the world's population became necessary, whilst governments dusted off their pandemic plans, established emergency supply chains for protective equipment, and developed testing protocols in response to the COVID-19 global pandemic. The sudden appearance and rapid spread of this virus illustrated the need to leverage emerging technologies to hunt down treatments and combat the virus until a vaccine could be developed. And following China's publication on the 12th of January, 2020, of the genetic sequence of the virus, the race was on to identify drugs that might have a prophylactic effect of reducing the severity of the virus, or that could inhibit the virus or the body's hyperinflammatory response to it. We have learned that during an epidemic, speed is of the essence, and machine learning models excel at handling data in fast-changing circumstances. Computing power and algorithms can be harnessed to work as tireless and unbiased super researchers, analyzing chemical, biological, and medical databases to identify potential drugs that could lead to faster treatments. AI systems save time, and their agnostic approach processes all the available biomedical information to generate leads that may be overlooked by traditional research. At Benevolent AI, we've never before worked on viruses, so we set up a specialist scientific team in late January and launched an investigation using our AI drug discovery platform. We looked to identify approved drugs that could potentially inhibit the viral progression of COVID-19 and that could be given to patients immediately. The Benevolent Knowledge Graph surfaced a number of potential drugs, and through a triage process using deep learning models and algorithms and tools, our scientists identified baricitinib, an approved rheumatoid arthritis drug, as a potential treatment for COVID-19. Baricitinib, which is an IL-6 inhibitor, was a drug known to have the effect of reducing inflammation in the body. But what was not known, and what our AI algorithms identified, is that the drug also had antiviral properties that could inhibit the endocytosis and reduce the body's extreme immune response, referred to as the cytokine storm. Baricitinib is a small molecule taken orally and renally cleared in 12 hours. The drug is readily available in the global supply chain, and it can be used alone or in combination with other therapies, such as remdesivir. At the start of February, Benevolent AI published these research findings in The Lancet, and then followed a second publication in Lancet Infectious Diseases. By March, small groups of Italian physicians who were battling the virus on the front lines commenced treating COVID-19 patients with baricitinib. Those investigator-led trials yielded successful outcomes, and Eli Lilly, which owns the drug, has subsequently validated anti-inflammatory antiviral properties in vitro for COVID-19, and on the 10th of April announced it had entered into an agreement with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases to test baricitinib in clinical trials alongside of remdesivir as a treatment protocol. And in early June, Eli Lilly announced a global randomized clinical trial. The incredible speed at which this hypothesis moved from computer to bench to bedside demonstrates the far-reaching potential of AI models and algorithms for identifying drugs for the treatment of disease. While the urgency of the coronavirus outbreak means that it makes sense to hunt through already approved drugs, the greatest potential for AI lies in uncovering brand new treatments for complex diseases that have no cure. These are diseases that often have poorly understood mechanisms of action that have to date defied conventional research. Indeed, that is where Benevolent AI's primary efforts are focused. We're working on complex diseases that currently have no effective treatment, such as glioblastoma, ALS, Crohn's, and ulcerative colitis, to name a few. Data is the lifeblood of AI-powered research. AI can interrogate vast quantities of biomedical data, but the quality of that data has a direct impact on the value of hypotheses generated, the molecules that are designed, and the patients that are identified as potentially benefiting from a treatment. COVID-19 is ultimately a novel problem, and therefore the difficulty has been in collecting and applying quality data in a rapid timeframe. Urgency can lead to data being collected haphazardly, which can jeopardize results and usefulness in decision-making. And we can't take that risk when we're dealing with human beings who are suffering from disease. In addition, the pandemic made clear the importance of collaboration and data sharing between governments, academic researchers, and businesses. But this must be accomplished in a way that also protects patient anonymity. The success of AI in drug discovery is contingent upon access to large data sets and a collaborative mindset, which in the highly competitive traditional biopharma culture is a challenge indeed. To that end, alongside of other scientific organizations and businesses, Benevolent AI signed the Wellcome Trust Pledge to ensure that this and all of our research findings relevant to the coronavirus outbreak are shared rapidly and openly. And there are many reasons to be hopeful. Just last week, the COVID-19 Open Research Data Challenge, which is also called CORD-19, was launched, adding to the already released open data sets such as COVID.net, which is a convolutional neural network of chest imaging that clinicians can use to detect COVID-19, and many other such research efforts. At last count, there were over 100 vaccine projects in development around the world, facilitated by the better understanding of the genetic makeup of the virus and the open tracking of its mutations to identify its different strains as they are emerging. All of this provides a glimpse into the beginnings of a more open and adaptive research and development model that can accelerate the delivery of innovative and life-changing medicines for patients. Another challenge centers around the issue of trust in AI and what is referred to as the black box problem. Machine learning technologies are rarely able to explain the patterns they find. For humans like us who demand transparency, evidence, and a clear understanding of rationale, that is essential. Skepticism also arises from the simple fact that because algorithms are created by humans, they can occasionally be wrong. In both cases, building trust involves a greater symbiosis between humans and machine to refine predictions and train models so that scientists and researchers can understand where predictions have come from. And finally, we must ensure that the AI we are building is magnanimous, not malevolent, that bias is kept in check, and that the future R&D serves all of humanity equally. The diversity of the data we use to power our AI and machine learning must represent society as a whole so that no one is left behind. AI should not be regarded, though, as a silver bullet, be it a pandemic response, drug discovery, or healthcare generally. AI alone is not enough. In a connected world in which pathogens spread at unprecedented speed, advanced technologies like AI and machine learning can be weapons to help us fight back. But while AI has proven its worth in the battle against disease, ultimately, it is the fusion of machine intelligence and human ingenuity that holds the key to a world where no disease goes untreated. And today, that world is within our grasp. Thank you all for listening, and please stay safe and well.
Joanna, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of She Talks Tech. If you want to find out anything more about Joanna or Benevolent AI, please head to LinkedIn. Finally, a huge thank you for listening, and we hope that you will join us next Wednesday when we will release a new episode of She Talks Tech.